Emergency loans have been given to several farms in western Massachusetts that suffered crop losses because of the excessive rainfall last year. No-interest loans totaling $65,000 were made to seven farms from an emergency fund managed by Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture, CISA. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with CISA Executive Director Phil Corman.
This year, well, actually last year now, 2018 was the wettest year we had in western Massachusetts, and that's based at Westover Air Force Base. And there were 70 inches of rain in 2018. And so as a result of that, we had a very wet summer and a very wet fall, and it impacted all kinds of farms. It brought increased pressure of diseases to fruit and vegetable farms, and it was less hay was available to harvest for folks who were doing grazing. And it meant that it was very hard for workers to get into the field with equipment, because the concern is then you compact the soil and your vehicles can get stuck. So between all those things, it was not a one-time event, but actually two-season event. We opened up the Emergency Farm Fund at the end of November. Actually, in October, we announced it, and then we reviewed applications, and we do a very quick turnaround in 2-3 weeks and disperse the monies through November until now. And we had many farms apply, and we ended up providing no interest loans for $5,000 to $10,000 to, I think it was seven farms.
Yeah, $65,000 in loans to seven farms, the press release says. Now, you said you had quite a number. You know how many people or how many farms applied for the funds?
We had nine farms apply, and through that process, at least one of those nine chose to withdraw their application. So we usually are able to provide the loan money. We do review it to ensure that it's a valid reason that the farm is applying, and we also want to ensure that we think that farm has the capacity to pay back the loan, but our terms are easier than a conventional bank loan for sure, and it's no interest, and the farm doesn't have to pay anything back in the first year. So the idea is we're keeping these farms going and farming and carry them through a cash dry spell, so they can get back on their feet and bring cash back to the farm and then pay us in the subsequent year.
How many times has the fund been used? It was created in 2011 after the Tropical Storm Irene, correct?
Correct, Tropical Storm Irene. We still give it the designation Hurricane because it felt like it, but I think, yes, Irene initiated this fund. And since then, we have opened up the fund four more times. And it's been for a range of reasons. It's been for an incredible Valentine's Day freeze massacre that wiped out all the peaches in New England. Another time, it was a drought. Another time, it was hailstorms taking down greenhouses and hoop houses. What felt different this time was it wasn't a two-day weather event or a one-day weather event. It was two seasons, and it has us thinking, what more can we do to be helping farmers adapt to climate change, since it seems we're clearly going to wetter and warmer weather?
And so the fund will be standing by to try to help mitigate some of the impact that local agriculture may see as a result of climate change?
We're glad that we've been able to help over 30 farms in 7 years, and the fund is there for those emergencies. I think what the increasingly changing climate, the pace of that change, I think has all of us who love and advocate for farms and want food on our tables, that we're all going to have to keep our focus and do more than we've done in the past.
How is the state of farming right now in the Pioneer Valley?
I think right now farmers are waiting to see what the rest of the winter will be and what their fields will be like come spring. It's been very wet, and since the ground has frozen, that water has not been absorbed. So I've had farmers say to me, I've been farming for 40 years, and I just have no idea when I'm going to plant, where I'm going to plant, what seeds I'll be using. I'll just have to see once I can get out into the fields for some of those questions to be answered.